This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once, you know, he'd done all the diets. He'd done this. He built gyms that he then ignored in his garage.
Did he get on the gas?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't think it was. Anyway, so then what he did was he said, well, belonged to Lifetime Fitness. And he said Lifetime Fitness had a pickleball class. And he went, and he just found that he loved pickleball. And so he kept playing more and more and more. And he started to lose weight. But then the big thing was, it wasn't just pickleball. Because he liked to drink beer at night, Jeffrey.
At least he threw in that detail.
He threw in the beer. He liked to drink beer at night. So he would drink beer at night and watch Netflix. And then he said the big change was, and he's got kids, so this you got to negotiate this with his wife. He said, I think if I played pickleball at night instead of in the mornings, I wouldn't drink the beer. I don't feel the need to drink beer if I'm doing, like, whatever. So, and that's when the weight started to come off. And pickleball, and he plays, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours of pickleball most days. And stop drinking beer. I'll say this. Those things do, when you're starting to, if you exercise regularly, it does have a synergistic effect on what you eat. You know, you're just less apt to just eat complete crap all the time. Just, honestly, the hours you're exercising, you're not eating. If only that.
For sure.
But it also, like, you just less apt. You bust your ass. You're a little less apt to stop on the way home and get the Chick-fil-A with the peach. Seasonal, by the way, right now, with the peach milkshake.
Summer offering, yeah.
Summer offering a Chick-fil-A, I'm aware. And now he's lost. And it's interesting. Like he said, he got his blood drawn the other day, and they got his vein for the first time. That is the first time in his life that has ever happened to him. He walks into a room now. It does. If you're losing weight and you get to the point where people start noticing, then it becomes, this is good.
Intoxicating. Yeah.
It does become like it is. Now, he says if he can get, he's down to 263. If he can get to 245, his insurance rate gets better. And so he's going to keep working at it. You don't think of pickleball. I still have never played. You don't think of pickleball as, you don't think of it like ping pong. You don't lose weight playing ping pong, right?
For sure.
But I think pickleball involves actual activity. And unlike a lot of exercise, it's fun, evidently. And so people like keep doing it. Whereas if you go running, some people think that's fun. A lot of people think it's misery. And so you have to force yourself to run every day. Mm-hmm. But if you find an exercise that you actually like, it's fun. Can't wait to do it. It's why I like playing full court basketball. Back in the day when I used to play full court basketball, pick up just for fun, you're thinking about something other than the exercise. You know what I mean? You're thinking about the game.
That's not my experience playing full
court. That's not your experience playing full court?
I'm thinking about, God, I do not want to get back.
Anyway, the pieces in the Daily Memphis. He lost 100 pounds playing pickleball. Taking a break. Back with Chris Harrington. Then Fish on Friday on Tuesday. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the Gabe Kuhn Show.
Coach Houston Nutt.
Now it's the quick coach guy that he yelled at me a little bit too much today. I'm going to put my name in the portal.
Right.
I'm not playing. I'm not on first or second team. I was highly recruited. I'm going to put my name in the portal. And right in the middle of the season, you know, all these, I just, for the life of me, that, and then I worry about the locker room when you have a few guys that make big, big money. In the portal, I mean, I'm sorry, in the NIL, and I don't even know why they call it NIL.
Named it's NIL. Not really what it is.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So I just see so many just problems, and just like you mentioned, you know, your place, Memphis, thank goodness for a guy like Fred Smith, that he's got to go ante up and you know, give you some collective money.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show.
You know, I like that it's not getting me for another subscription.
No subscription necessary. It's free.
92.9 is like my sports place, bro.
92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. And 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Zaxby's has been perfecting chicken fingers for 30 years. So what now? Now we go to the sea. Introducing the Southern Fried Shrimp Meal with butterfly shrimp that's perfectly golden fried. A perfect blend of cocktail sauce and Zax sauce that we call Zax Tail Sauce. Plus perfectly seasoned crinkle fries, perfectly buttery Texas toast, and even a drink with perfectly pebbled ice. Here's to 30 more years of perfect. The new Southern Fried Shrimp Meal at Zaxby's. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
It's Rob Joyner at James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring-summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Spring is the best season in Memphis. We can agree on that, right? All the colors, all the trips and the celebrations and the entire city springing to life again. Well, the same thing is true at Oak Hall. The place is bursting with color these days. Oak Hall has brand new collection from Cricut that you really have to see. They've got brand new knit shirts and spring outerwear from Holderness and Born. And of course, all the stunning clothes you expect from Vuori, Faherty, and Peter Millar. So whatever you're looking forward to, whether it's a spring trip or backyard barbecues or a wedding, make the best season in Memphis even better by visiting your friends at Oak Hall.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this, Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Well, I wish I was a catfish. Swimming in love, the deep blue sea. I have one good pretty woman.
Vision after me. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Jimi Hendrix's version of the old blues song, Catfish Blues. I believe today is National Catfish Day.
Today's National Catfish Day? Look that up, Jeffrey.
Apparently so.
All right, so didn't expect this. Where right now would you go in Memphis, Tennessee to eat a good piece of catfish?
You know, I might try to go to a Peggy's. I've not been to Peggy's in a couple years, and it's been too long. I might try to go to Peggy's today.
All right.
According to Google, Chris is correct.
All right, so give me some other good catfish places in Tennessee. And this, of course, you grew up working in a catfish restaurant, so I'm going to take your word for it. Where else? Who else has a good catfish?
Soulfish is an obvious place. Blue City Cafe and the Green Beetle downtown, both good catfish places. I haven't been there in years. I assume it's still there. There's a place where, like, pretty far out east, Wolf River, whatever, River Catfish or whatever it's called. That place is good.
It's funny.
I mean, that's like five.
I think that's good. Jennifer Biggs used to say that the catfish at Corky's, underrated catfish at Corky's. Have you ever had the Corky's catfish?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't know if I would put it above the others I've named, but yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, well, happy National Catfish Day to all who celebrate. All right, I got a series of questions for you about the Grizzlies really quickly. One is, read your piece yesterday, which went up. People can read it. We've talked a lot about some of the things that are discussed in there. But you had one sentence that I thought was particularly intriguing. It was an incidental sentence. It says, incidentally, if I was to bet on one Grizzlies player to be traded this offseason, it would be Zaire Williams. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's like some wild outside the park suggestion.
No, but why?
I get into a little bit more on that today. That's something I wrote today that'll go up. I think if they can, they will probably shed some unwanted salary, and that comes down to Zaire Williams and John Conchar. I think Zaire Williams is easier to move than Conchar because he only has 1 year left on his deal instead of three with Conchar. And also, I think it's a little less – it's easier to have Conchar as your 12th man on the roster. There's no angst with that. Whereas if Zaire Williams is like the 12th, 13th man, it feels a little weird, right? And I think, you know, there's this question, which I got into a little bit yesterday, of like the Luke Kennard team option relative to the luxury tax, relative to the mid-level exception, and the way all those things interrelate. If they clear either the Conchar or the Williams salary, like, completely, you sort of take part of that off the table, because then you're not choosing between Luke Kennard and using part of the mid-level you can use the entire mid-level. You know, I mean, then the canard question is not really related to the tax. It's related to what is the better use of this money, because you can use basically the same amount of money.
And is Ziaire Williams negative value now? Do you have to attach something? I mean, the other difference is someone might still be able to talk themselves into Ziaire Williams in a way that they can't for a one-year roll of the dice in the way that they won't necessarily for John Conchar.
Oh, I think he's less negative value than Conchar, which is part of what I mean by easier to move.
Right.
I think if they were just moving Ziaire Williams completely, like not part of a deal that involved other things, I suspect they'd have to pay to make that happen. But I don't think it'd be more than a second-round pick. But I could see other scenarios. You know, I mean, the Detroit thing, which I brought up, like, does Clayton fall to five? Can you trade up to Detroit? And that's the kind of thing where if it materialized, Detroit's got tons of cap space. Could you limit your protection on the pick in order to get them to take a contract kind of thing? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that could happen.
And looking out, looking back over the Ziaire Williams experience, not that it's over now, but since we came, like in concept, you understand what they wanted there. Do you think at this time last year they were still, if not bullish, hopeful on Ziaire Williams? Like, how do you view his trajectory as a Grizzly from start to finish?
I think coming into the season after he'd had a pretty good training camp preseason, I think there was some renewed hope probably. And I'm not saying Ziaire Williams is ever going to pan out, because he's still pretty young. He's missed a lot of time with injury stuff. He's had moments even last season. But I think at some point, A, he's been passed by other players, Vince Williams Jr. and Juju Jackson notably. Two, you're headed towards having to make a contract decision on him. And so I just think they sort of reached the point, I suspect they've reached the point where they may be getting close to done with it. I mean, maybe not. You never know what'll happen. But I sort of have that vibe with it.
Do you think moving him out, if in the end they're stuck with taking one of these wings, is that helpful too? Like, how many Williams, developmental Williams, do you need? If you end up with Cody Williams,
two things about that. I'll pick up part of what you're putting down. I think from a depth chart perspective, you don't have a quantity problem on the wing. You might have a quality problem. And so if you're adding another wing whose role next season will be uncertain, a young wing whose role next season will be uncertain, to a team that already has Marcus Smart and Vince Williams and Juju Jackson and Luke Kennard and Ziaire Williams and John Conchar, yeah, your roster, like, you need more help in other places. So you're taking up too much of your roster on sort of uncertain wings who may not help you. But I don't think the idea that the draft plays out in a way that they're stuck taking a wing is something else I wrote about today. They can do whatever they want. Like, you don't have to take a wing. Right. You can take Zach Edey, you know, which Jonathan and Gavone talked about on Sackler's podcast yesterday. You could take Kyle Filipowski. You could take whoever, right? Like, if they don't believe in the wings that are there, just because the mock drafts tell you that's who you should take doesn't mean that's who you have to take.
And what was said about Zach Edey and the Grizzlies taking Zach Edey?
Zach Lowe just asked Jonathan Gavone about sort of Zach Edey's prospects and what might happen with him. And Gavone said, you know, the high range on him, he said, was the Grizzlies at 9. But he went into it a little bit. He said, you know, if they can't trade up to draft, you know, Donovan Clingan, then Gavone thinks that they would really consider taking Edey at 9. I don't know whether that's true or not, but that was discussed.
Do you have, you came out with your list of 20 targets, ranked sort of given everything.
Yep.
Who was atop your list, and who, as we won, here we are, draft day eve, as well as National Catfish Day, who was atop your, like, who do you think would be awfully nice if at the end of this, you know, whatever, the Grizzlies could emerge with as a big?
I had Jalen Duren 1 on that list. I had Clingan 3. And I think I had 3. I think I had Mark Williams 5. And these things are all interrelated, because what I'm really looking for is this Clingan fall to that 5-6 range in the draft. And if he does, what comes out of that? And to me, what comes out of that could be an opportunity to trade up for Donovan Clingan, or if one of those teams takes and keeps clinging, right, could be an opportunity to trade for the center they have now. So that pool of players is really sort of, you know, what I think is sort of a best case, right, scenario for the Grizzlies, you know, absent, you know, trading for Jared Allen, which would cost a lot. I favor Duren over Clingan slightly because I know he can play. There's less risk because he's already done it. And he's not a perfect player. He needs to get better in areas, but like, he's already a double-double guy in the NBA. It's already happening.
Well, that's an interesting, and it certainly gives us a moment item of focus tomorrow night. Like, could you in the top five picks top five, six picks, could they get either Clingan or either of these two centers, young centers, who might be dislodged?
Right.
Of the two, Jalen Duren and Mark Williams, how do you compare them and how do you think they would fit on the Grizzlies?
Duren has been a little healthier, which I think for the Grizzlies matters, given their injury issues. Duren's been a little healthier, and I think he's a better rebounder, which I think they need. I think Williams has shown a little bit more as a defender, as a rim protector. But when I'm pairing a guy with Jaren Jackson Jr., I'm trying to shore up Jaren's rebounding because I think Jaren can shore up the other guy's defense a little bit. So I like the fit better with Duren, and I like the durability better with Duren.
In the course of this, there's a lot of talk of, you know, giving up protected lottery, presumably a lottery protected future number one. And we just do that. How do you feel about giving up future number ones, lottery, top 10, whatever, protected, given where the Grizzlies are right now?
I think they should be willing to do so if they think they can raise their ceiling. And they did that. This is what they did last summer, right? They traded two firsts, including the one that ended up being the Golden State pick, which is now gone to Portland. The pick ended up being 14 in this draft. Grizzlies had that pick. They traded that pick. That was the main thing from a value standpoint. They traded to get Marcus Smart. So they already traded, like, you know, next year's pick now to get Marcus Smart. I think they should be very willing to do the exact same thing again this summer to add another piece. They have all their first round picks going forward. They have all of them. So to me, sacrificing one on a roster that A is pretty full of guys under contract, and B, you're trying to really be as good as you can be this season and next season. I think they should be very willing to throw a lightly protected 2025, 2026 pick into a trade if they think it's going to help them this season and next season.
On the Edie thing, so then I wanted to get to trading down, because obviously they could trade up with this, you know, presumably with either Marcus Smart, whatever, but maybe more likely with a future number one. I was thinking about trading down, and I don't know if there are particular players that you would like if they trade down. But you sound like the Tin Man now. One of the players.
I was sitting in the car and I had to open the door because I have nowhere to be. I'm going to walk there while talking to
you. That's fine. You need some oil and that thing. I'll let you go here in a minute. A lot of the people who they talk about, well, if they trade down, they could pick Zach Edey. I guess, like, the Grizzlies, I presume, have better intelligence about who people like than I do. I would hope they would. But I guess, I guess I think that if you like Zach Edey, like, there's not another one of him. If you want to trade down because you,
right,
just as soon have Jared McCain or Jacoby Walter or whoever else at 15 than you would, you know, the player you pick at 9, that to me makes sense. If you're going to take Zach Edey, I actually think it makes more sense to just take him at 9 because who the hell knows? There's only one of him. Or maybe, unless you count Ware, you know.
Yeah, obviously you don't take someone if you can trade down and get the same player. But if they like Zach Edey or whoever they like, this is the point, right, I'm making, whoever it is, I would not be reticent at all about just taking that player. Right. I don't care what the mock drafts say. And the thing about Edey is, if you look at the mock drafts, like the five mock drafts we've been talking about, one of them's got him going 11.
Right.
One of them's got him going 12. They all have him in the top 20. So the idea that Zach Edey would be a reach at 9 is just BS. It's just, it's not. You know, if you like him, great. If you don't, great. But, like, I don't care. Like, the idea that
the relative value of 13
or whatever.
Yeah. You and I agree completely. The relative value of him at 14 versus 9 is totally meaningless. So if you like him, take him. Are there players who you think, if they trade down, who you particularly are enthusiastic about? I mean, I know you have limited enthusiasm for the draft generally, but if they trade in the late teens, early 20s, whatever, or trade up from their high second, and you know, as part of some deal, are there players who you've identified you think that might be interesting?
I mean, I haven't spent a ton of time with the draft, frankly, especially the sort of outside the lottery guys, but I think pretty much all the centers that are projected in the first round, A, have a good chance to be rotation players in the NBA, and B, the Grizzlies have a direct opportunity for players like that on their team. So that makes a lot of sense to me. And then we've talked about him. I like McCain because he can shoot, but he's not just a one-dimensional guy. He you know, he can handle the ball a little bit. He can defend a little bit. He'll get after it a little bit. So I like the centers, and I like Jared McCain.
And do you still like Filipowski seemingly more than most, or have you become,
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I think he can step into a rotation and play just because a 7-footer can handle the ball and dribble and pass and shoot. I am wary of his upside, and I don't know if you take him, if he's ever like, I don't know if he's like a starter for 6 years in a row. Right. Like I think Ware may have more upside if he pans out as a starter. I think Edie probably does. So I think Filipowski is more like a tougher Santi Aldama. That might be more what he is.
All right, Chris. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. Thanks. Got another piece coming up. Read him all week long. Nobody better on this stuff. Read Chris all week long over at the Daily Memphian. I read his piece yesterday. He said he has another piece coming out in a moment. And to me, Jeffrey, that does, you know, we've been talking about the draft for a long time. But I like the way he framed it. If you focus on the Klingon question, presuming he doesn't, you know, go to Atlanta at one. If you focus on the Klingon question and whether he's going to, once he drops, if he drops, to the Detroit and Charlotte range, right?
Yep.
There's two possibilities there. One is you can trade up and get him.
Yep.
Because they each have big centers, big young centers, and maybe the guy they want, whether it's Connect or whoever it is going to be there anyway. Zealous, whatever, later. And so they can pick up a little extra value by trading down. But if either of those teams likes Klingon and takes Klingon, it then would potentially dislodge another young center that you could go and get. And so we're thinking about this draft and how we're going to watch this draft and what becomes interesting in this draft. The Grizzlies are there at 9. But I do think there will be real suspense right in there. Right in the Detroit, Charlotte, is Klingon falling? Like if we're saying what is this draft going to be about for the Grizzlies, I think Chris put it very nicely. And again, maybe it won't. Like maybe they just take, maybe Detroit takes Buzelis and Charlotte takes Connect and Klingon goes to Portland or whatever, and then you're not dealing with this. But I think there's a reasonable chance that something could shake loose high in the draft there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the other question is, if that happens, are the Grizzlies the only team that would...
Well, that's the other thing.
...that would move up?
Oklahoma City would be... once other teams see this happening, Portland is another. Other teams that could be interested in him might well also be vying with the Grizzlies. I think it puts a nice focus on this. And then the other question is with Edie, and I've said this all along. There are those who would say, I like Edie, but not at 9. Take him at 14. No. If he's good at 14, he's good at 9. Like, and honestly, I think at that point, listen, I don't know whether you have conviction about him. But if you have conviction about him, you might as well just sit and take him at 9 because there is literally nobody else like him. And so you can't say, well, there's five wings here. Like with Zaire Williams, evidently, when they drafted Zaire Williams, like, we'll get a wing because there's a bunch of wings in this draft. There's one Zach Edey who's ready to step in next year and give you minutes as a big, you know, defensively rebounding, setting picks, et cetera. There's only, after you get past Klingon, we're saying Klingon's gone, there's only one of those left. And so you take him at 9. You don't have to trade down to get him.
I'm with you. We've it's interesting to me how we've become obsessed with value, in draft when it's been proven no one really knows.
No one really knows. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
it's
we've become like obsessed with.
Right. I go back to the Detroit Lions draft two years ago
This year's draft for the Lions. They can't stop the pass. They went and got two corners.
All right, if you're selling your house, Josh Hysaw and the folks at Keller Williams Realty would be the folks to call. 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. Josh will make you an instant cash offer at full market value for your home. He can also, by the way, tell you how much your home is worth for free. It only takes a few seconds. All you got to do is to type your address over at the website, joshsellsthemidsouth.com. I have done this. Boom. You see what it is worth. Josh offers flexible fees, no upfront costs, lets you out of your contract at any time, risk-free. When I met with him, I realized instantly, just a different kind of realtor, in a good way. It's Josh Hysaw, 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. Fish on Friday on Tuesday. Coming up next, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
Hi. I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We got it! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month? And 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ad paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number. 800-858-0815. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-858-0815. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-858-0815. That's 800-858-0815. Again, 800-858-0815.
4th of July appliance savings are happening now at the Home Depot. So upgrade with innovative appliance brands like GE Profile. Modernize your kitchen with a new GE Profile 4-door French door refrigerator with hands-free auto-fill dispenser. And with the GE Profile Ultra-Fast Combo Washer Dryer, you can tackle large loads in about 2 hours. Save up to $2,400 on select kitchen packages with 4th of July savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid June 19th through July 10th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, Charles will tell you how what a difference beautiful framing can make. I was at his house recently. Beautiful framed stuff all over everywhere. Just stunning. And that's what they do at Frame Corner. They make memories. They make things look beautiful, whether it's memorabilia, art, whatever. Head on into the Frame Corner, framecornermemphis.com, if you have something that you need framed. 5035 Park Avenue. They do a spectacular job. Trust me, tell them I sent you, framecornermemphis.com. Joined now by Charles Fishman. He is our man in Washington, D.C., author of 3 New York Times bestsellers. Most recently, One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also, a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. He joins me now. He's a little ailing. How are you, Charles?
I guess I'm now a famous Tuesday grump. Is that what I am?
Well, I said you were a little...
First of all, I did not. I want to be clear.
Okay.
I did not use the words shut up. What did I say? First of all, there's a difference in texting style. I believe in sending the whole message. You sent me, not that I'm keeping track or resentful of that setup at all, 17 texts in 14 minutes. And you sent them in 3 flurries. Boom, 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 boom. It's not like one sentence text, one sentence text, one sentence text. That's the most irritating texting style of all.
Like, wow.
Put your thoughts in
the
text.
No, it's not. It's not if they're all connected. I don't expect responses for each one. There's just individual sentences. You don't need to write a whole freaking paragraph, compose it beautifully, and then send it. You can just send thoughts. Hey, I need milk. Oh, and rice and some tomatoes.
I don't know. We could do later at some point when you do this. You could do a poll. But I find it, it's not just you. There's other people in my texting world who send one sentence and then they press go. One sentence and then they press go.
That's what I do.
I'm not like that because I think having the messaging app ping, 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 you said, yeah, I could just ignore them. Well, you can't. You can't sit there.
I just ignore them. They just keep coming in, and I also don't have.
I don't have the pinger.
I also don't have the pinger on. That's your problem. Turn off the pinger.
My problem. I wrote, please stop. I am begging you.
But then later on, because I said you told me to shut up, and that's why I said you were ornery this morning. Later on, you said
shutting up worked.
That's where I got it from. I got the shutting up from. In retrospect, you told me to shut up.
I got Wordle in two. I was very gracious. I said, please stop. I'm begging
you. You said, I'm begging you. That is not gracious. You just sound ornery as hell. Please stop. I'm begging you.
I was ornery because you sent me 17 texts.
No, you're ornery because you're sick, which I understand. You were traveling. You've come home.
I think the last moment of COVID.
Do you have COVID?
The last moment of coherence might have been Fish on Friday on Tuesday last month. I put my coffee in the microwave twice, not once today, twice, and waited for it to warm up. But both times I had actually failed to punch in any time. So I was standing in front of the microwave waiting for it to heat up the coffee without actually turning it on. So that's my current cognitive state.
All right. Well, that's fine. You diminished, Charles. You're like anyone else at 100%. You at a diminished is like anyone else at 100%.
That's what people say. So I wanted to. I don't think you wanted.
Yeah. You want to revisit XAI and Memphis and water. There has been news. Sam Hardiman, and we'll have him on tomorrow, has reported, A, that XAI isn't asking for any tax breaks. I think that's whatever. And any of the... abatement tax
incentives. They are proceeding
and I don't think it was definitive. I don't think it was a commitment that they might pay for building their own gray water facility. Right.
I'm begging you.
Is the water gray?
Be a leader. A gray water facility. No one in the world of water, where I'm an ex officio member. No one in the world of water uses the phrase gray water.
They don't?
If you stand at the T.E. Maxson...
What's that mean?
...wastewater treatment plant, and you'll notice that I actually know the name, although I have not taken the time to figure out who T.E. Maxson was. If you stand there and look at the water after it's clean, but not quite clean enough... you will see that even that water... is not gray. It's clear. It's crystal clear. It's nice. Once you clean it again, it's definitely not a gray water facility. It's a water recycling facility.
I have a question. Are you saying that the phrase gray water is not used in the water universe, or are you saying this is not gray water because it's better?
Gray water is really a pretty old-fashioned phrase that people in the water treatment world don't use anymore.
They did once use it.
Yeah, maybe a long time ago, but it's not gray, and it has this suggestion... Gray water sounds like what comes out of a washing machine, right? Or a shower. And there are places, and there have been places, where you can grab the water as it drains from your washing machine and use that for other things. But the truth is, you wouldn't want to because it's got detergent in it. That water really is gray. But I've been to dozens of wastewater treatment plants. I confess right here, I like going to a good wastewater treatment plant.
Who doesn't?
And the water's not gray. When the water's cleaned up by the wastewater treatment plant, even though it's not drinking water quality, it is crystal clear. And the part that's quote unquote not clean is it hasn't been treated for some kinds of bacteria and viruses and contaminants that you would want to treat it for before you drink it.
Did you want to revisit this topic just so we excise the phrase gray water? Or did you have something else to say?
First of all, yesterday's news, there was two pieces of big news yesterday. One is Musk isn't going to take the tax incentives, which means that this facility, which is going to cost $4 billion, is going to be taxed at... It's constructive value of $4 billion. That's pretty huge. That is.
That's tax money coming in. That's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Help pay the bills.
It's not quite clear why they're foregoing the incentives. They may go get some state incentives, but what Sam's story said was that there's too much transparency. You have to reveal too much to get the incentives. So that's interesting. It's not worth it to him. And that story said they appreciate the need to use recycled water, and they may build the plant themselves, and then they would welcome partners. And I'm just here to say, whoever in the audience is listening and has any influence over this, don't let who builds it stand in the way of doing it. This is the perfect example of a facility that's going to use a huge amount of water. It'll be the number 3 or number 4 water user in the whole city instantly. It doesn't need potable drinking water. You don't need to tap the beautiful aquifer. The computers are perfectly happy with recycled water. So this is the occasion to create that. And the recycled water plant, we haven't seen a number, but maybe it'll cost $20 million, which is barely 5% of the cost of the whole facility at $4 billion, right? So it's just, to me, this is just a no-brainer. This is the moment to leverage a huge development in the city into something that will serve the city forever. This one recycled water plant, and also build it in such a way that it can be expanded to take on more and more capacity, because most of what you do in Memphis with your water doesn't require potable drinking water. It could use recycled water, and that'd be great.
I have two things to say really quickly. One is, I have been Googling this entire time. There's no evidence as to who the hell T.E. Maxson is.
He needs
some respect. And then secondly, Claire, who is a professional therapist, has texted and said, "You guys sound like you need some couples therapy." So there you go. That's the professional opinion.
I'm happy to go to couples therapy with you as long as it's included in my paycheck.
Right.
As long as you increase the paycheck. The second thing is they approved solar yesterday, a solar installation at TE Maxson to power that treatment facility and also to contribute to powering a recycling facility. And again, exactly like the water recycling system, this is a moment. This plant is going to require huge amounts of new electricity. It's going to plug every one of those 100,000 computers in. And that's a great thing to build in some solar capacity to help with. You guys have all kinds of interesting grid issues, and adding solar, and they did it yesterday. They approved it. So there you go. I'm just saying,
all right,
this is a moment when something like this happens.
Mm-hmm.
We all know how this goes now. Now is the moment, wants to come. At the moment of maximum joy and appreciation of everybody, get the water recycling plant, get the solar going. You'll be glad you did.
So the NBA draft is tomorrow night. But then the next night, there is, shockingly,
a different kind of draft.
A presidential debate. There is a presidential debate.
Why do you say it's shocking?
By the way,
in June,
the Thursday,
it's just a little early for
the
it.
Thursday
yes?
uh-huh. draft yes. starts at 3.
Oh, the draft
yeah,
on
I
Thursday
didn't realize that.
Starts
I,
at
I learned
3.
That yesterday.
So it'll be over by the time of
correct.
The debate.
Yay, we can watch it.
So, what's shocking about it isn't that there is a presidential debate. We have a presidential election coming up. The shocking thing is it's in June. Why?
Right.
Are there more
right.
debates
you know,
on the
you know
way?
How,
what do we know about the debates?
Let's put a pin in this for 1 second. I'm amazed at how there's nothing about T.E. Maxson. I want somebody to hit you and me up on Twitter who knows who T.E. Maxson was.
Right.
Tell us who T.E. Maxson was on Twitter so we can report. You know, it's not just the earliest presidential debate for a presidential general election in history. We haven't nominated these two people for their respective parties yet. That's how early it is. The Democratic convention is not till August 19th. The Republican convention, July 15th. We're doing a debate. Thursday is the 27th, right? So Yeah, it's kind of crazy. This debate has some interesting things going. I did not realize this. This is the first debate outside the debate commission rules,
yeah,
which have organized presidential debates literally going back 35 years. It's the first general election debate between presidential candidates that CNN has ever hosted.
What?
So that's kind of interesting, too. I think we might be confused because CNN carries it or CNN...
I see, but they don't host it.
People staff it. This is the first time CNN has ever hosted it. So kind of a big moment for CNN. The first debate last time between Trump and Biden, this is the one that famously went completely off the rails,
right,
with,
yeah,
Donald Trump yelling at everybody. The Fox News host, Chris's last name?
Wallace.
Wallace completely losing control of the whole thing. That debate,
whoops, now he's muting himself to not
cough. Hit my own, I muted. I hit my own cough button there. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I've sounded like for a week.
That debate.
That one drew 73 million watchers.
And when was it? When was it?
I think that was in September. That was in September. So it was much later, much closer to the moment.
I think it'll be fewer.
One more second.
Okay, go ahead.
But this is, CNN is doing something interesting. It's their debate. They're doing two things that are brand new. They're creating two commercial breaks where they will literally run ads. We haven't run ads inside a presidential debate in a long time. And they are providing the feed to any other network that wants to run the debate as long as they follow CNN's rules. CNN's rules are the CNN logo has to appear on the screen, and no matter who you are, you can't comment on the progress of the debate during the debate. You can do whatever you want once it's over, but you can't have your own commentators on screen competing with Dana Bash and Jake Tapper during the debate. Those are the only two rules. ABC is running it. CBS, NBC, Fox News, MSNBC, PBS, and C-SPAN. That is seven more networks. It'll be on eight networks total. And as the Associated Press pointed out this morning, it's quite likely CNN won't even have the highest ratings of the people carrying the debate. But they're opening it wide open. And the other thing they did, which is really interesting, is those networks who run it can use the commercial breaks to run their own commercials. So they really are trying to make it as accessible as possible.
Mute button. What's the mute button rule? What's the mute button rule?
I would bet you would get more than 73 million on this one. You know, I couldn't figure out what the mute button rule is. This debate has a lot of interesting rules. No studio audience.
Okay.
Very first presidential debate on TV was between, do you remember from your history?
Well, I don't know. What was it? Nixon and was it the Nixon Kennedy debate?
Was it
the famous Nixon Kennedy? Yeah.
No audience for that.
Right.
That was such a naive era that Richard Nixon, the vice president, appeared.
Didn't wear makeup.
On screen. Exactly. Not wearing any makeup.
No makeup.
This is famous.
Like, everyone who listened on radio thought Nixon won. Everyone who watched on TV, because Nixon was melting without makeup, whatever else, thought Kennedy won.
We learned something about debates, right?
That's a famous
thing. We learned is that there was not another televised presidential debate. I did not realize this until 1976. The 1960 debate cured everybody for a long time.
Wow.
So no audience. That was a request of the Biden camp, and a mute button. So I couldn't quite figure out how CNN is going to handle this. They seem to be saying that both former President Trump and President Biden will have their microphones muted all the time unless they're speaking. They're not leaving the mute button, the control of the mics, to the judgment of somebody who's like, we're going to leave them open, but if they really get out of control, we'll mute them. The default is your mic is turned off unless you're speaking. CNN has said that given the audio, the nature of the audio studio in Atlanta, if President Biden or former President Trump is talking over the other one, you may be able to hear that person. It may be picked up by their challenger's mic. But so that's interesting. No audience and muted mics and just those two questioners. Famously, of course, Trump said, "I'll debate President Biden anytime, anywhere." He said it over and over again. And then finally, the Biden people said, "Okay, let's do it."
Are there more debates scheduled?
There's one more. Oh, that's the music.
That's the music.
There's
yeah.
big news. There was big news yesterday. What was once the most famous ship in the history of America, the Dolly cargo ship that brought down Key Bridge in Baltimore,
yeah.
sailed yesterday out of Baltimore Harbor. Oh. They weren't leaving anything to.
There's a walk
chance.
Of shame right there. You know, there's
more
a walk of shame.
Boats,
there's the walk
more
of shame.
Tugboats and a Coast Guard cutter. And when it passed under the Big Bay Bridge,
people gave it the double.
Bay,
people gave it the double bird, lined up.
Closed the bridge to traffic so that no one would feel nervous about the boat passing under them. Only four of the original 21 crew sailed when the ship left port. It's already unloading containers in Virginia, and the port, of course, is back open. So,
all right, we got to get out of here, Charles. We got to get out of here. Thanks very much. Hope you feel better. Hope you cheer up. Stop being so churlish. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson, Nick Friedell join them today. Tim Murray joins us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. It is Tuesday, so Jeff joins Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for an hour. Work is done.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the Feinbaum Show, at Feinbaum on X. Can I talk you into Ryan Silverfield in Memphis being the representative for the Group of Five in the 12-team playoff? How do we feel about that?
Hey, man, I think it's possible. Listen, I want to say this, because I was on this station a couple of years ago, pretty critical of the decision to keep
sure.
him. And I think it turned out to be a great decision to stay with him when the easy thing, and quite frankly, I might have pulled the plug. And I think he showed last year what he's capable of, and I was really happy for it. So I think it is possible. Yes, I think Memphis is in a good spot.
The only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gabe Show is the best in Memphis.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
92.9 is the spot, y'all.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
During our 99 cents produce sale, Cosmic Crisp apples and Roma tomatoes are 99 cents a pound, and corn is 3 for 99 cents with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
Or at the sportsbook. Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Meet the new Sonic Groovy Fries. The fries that old sauce so well, they even have their own. Get your dip on with new Groovy Fries and Groovy Sauce. Live free. Eat Sonic.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free. Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Get ready because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike. Online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP